Typical New York Mets stuff happens to get leaked a lot, from throwing chairs to now the rat incident. This is AJ Torres calling strikes, everybody. And so far, if you are a Mets fan, it is May 8th currently. So you've had a couple of concerns now. You are concerned about Francisco Lindor, but I am thinking of as a hidden perspective. I think you got to give it another couple of weeks because it's only May. And the best way I would put it is if you go by the best switch hitters that were able to get on April, which essentially means get going early, their names are Mickey Mantle and Chipper Jones, both Hall of Famers. So going forward, even Mark Teixeira, if you go by power wise, one of the best power hitting switch hitters of all time, he didn't get going until May. It's statistically proven. So as far as Francisco Lindor and his hitting so far, because he's a switch hitter, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. And it makes me laugh because Yankee fans are mad at Aaron Hicks because they're like, oh, we signed him for too much money. Look at Francisco Lindor. He signed more than quadruple of what Aaron Hicks is getting over the contract that both of them have. I mean, come on. But this one, despite all that, is about last night's a rat incident. So there has been a little bit of tension between Jeff McNeil and Francisco Lindor. However, they thought that after conveniently after they're in the dugout, they went into the tunnel and they thought they were duking it out. And even the commentators are like, whoa, what's going on? Now, if you read the captions everywhere, and even The Athletic, they're going, hey, it's rumored that there is a scuffle between Francisco Lindor and Jeff McNeil. But Francisco Lindor, which, by the way, when he gets older, he's going to be the greatest storyteller ever. And, this interview with all the, when there's a lot of lies and the guys are, tensed up, they're like, what happened back there? Nothing. Instead, he's got a smile on his face and he just goes, I wanted to see a New York rat, man. And I was telling Jeff, and he goes, nah, dude, that's a raccoon. And sure enough, this rat incident is the reason why everyone went over. And they're just, if you hit see two guys in a tunnel, you're like, hey, man, what the hell you got going on there? But sure enough, it just ended up being nothing. It kind of just makes me laugh about this because Francisco Lindor. Now, when you're the biggest paid contract on the New York Mets, it does make you famous and it does essentially put a big target on your head. Now, the first thing he said he was going to do when he gets to New York is eat pizza, which everybody kind of loved him for it. But then it's just going on to all this other crazy stuff. And let's also not forget that in the cold weather, he's wearing a hoodie underneath his baseball jersey. Which, even though the unwritten rules are slowly, getting rid of, we know damn well there's a lot of baseball coaches that would not have any of that. But if you pay a guy over $300 million and he's playing good defensively and offensively, like I said, you got to give the offense a little bit of time, then I think it's something else. Also, if you go by last year, this is another thing I wanted to mention about Lindor. If you looked at his numbers last year, you're thinking to yourself, whoa, this guy's not getting on base a lot, but he only had 2 months to go with it. Now, there's a lot of people think that it was a down year because of the COVID year, and he wasn't alone. Names like Christian Yelich, Cody Bellinger, guys that were run for MVP the 2 years prior. I mean, really, that's a lot to ask for. It just is. But going forward with that, Lindor is definitely an interesting character. And I think he's one of those, even though he may not be, very vocal and very, loud, very out there, a guy that's going to grab headlines based on his speech, maybe, compared to some other players. Definitely not as controversial, I would say. But at the end of the day, he's arguably the best shortstop in baseball, and he's great for the sport. So, cheers to Francisco Lindor. And please, no more chasing rats in the dugout. You should know it's just a bad look for you. And the fact that I'm able to clarify that that's the truth and we're not going to speculate, because if this was going on during the week on like a Monday morning, we would be hearing it until next weekend. That's just kind of how it works over in New York sports. But that's all I got for this one, everybody. This is a short, and sorry if it's a boring one. I kind of drew a couple things, eat a little bit of time, but that's all we got. This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of Undrafted Sports, and we'll see you next time. Have a good one.